This goes to Dr. Mutsatsen. It's M like Mary, O-U-T-S-A-T, like Tom, S-O, and like November. Fax 989-953-5153. Regarding Elaine Roosa, R-O-O-S-A, date of birth 12/26 of 1961. Dear Dr. Mutsatsen, this is a consultation for Mrs. Roosa, who was sent for evaluation of elevated calcium levels and increased creatinine levels, which have been noted since May of this year. She's also had, actually since February of this year, she's also had a weight loss from 215 pounds at that time down to 172 pounds. That's because she's very nauseated and is unable to eat the amount of food she used to eat. She doesn't vomit after having her Nissen fundoplication surgery in 2009, but she can have dry heaves and actually she can bring up saliva, basically. And the dry heaves are very painful. She's also had some mood changes and nocturia 1 to 2 times a night since the calcium levels have been known to be elevated. Her husband is also here with her. And as testing was being done, she had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, and it showed a congenital absence of her left kidney and a normal-sized right kidney with a small cyst. The bladder appeared unremarkable, and this test was done 8/4 of 24. She did have a nuclear med parathyroid scan done 10/15 of 24, and that does receive a report that there's a suspected parathyroid adenoma on the left side with complete washout of the thyroid gland, it states. And so the patient is scheduled to see, she was scheduled to see a surgeon at Covenant and is going to have surgery next week to have, most likely have that parathyroid adenoma removed and the thyroid gland assessed during surgery. She is looking forward to the surgery. Otherwise, she has no significant symptoms, no current chest pain or palpitations, no shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones, no current edema. Past medical history, hypercalcemia with elevated parathyroid hormone levels, secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, hypothyroidism. She has a left parathyroid adenoma, a small right kidney cyst, diverticulosis, a history of hiatal hernia that required the surgery of Nissen fundoplasty, and that was in 2009. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease, arthritis, the congenital absence of her left kidney, and hypertension. Past surgical history, in addition to the Nissen fundoplication, she's had right shoulder rotator cuff surgery, right breast chip implant to watch an area that was suspicious, but no breast cancer, and a right total knee replacement. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's married, lives with her husband, and she is a part-time medical biller for McLaren at Mount Pleasant. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, COPD, thyroid disease, cancer, and glaucoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies and other allergies. She is allergic to latex medications. Synthroid 112 microgram daily, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 10/12.5 one daily. She has been using Advil 200 milligram 3 times a day regularly for her joint pain also. Tylenol has not been effective. And she has stopped vitamin D supplementation after the calcium levels were found to be elevated. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 172 pounds, pulse is 73, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 72. And tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no palpable nodules, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema. Brisk capillary refill, 2+ pedal pulses, no ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/24/24. Creatinine is 1.3 with estimated GFR of 46, calcium 10.6, albumin 4.4, sodium 139, potassium 3.3, carbon dioxide 23.9, liver enzymes are normal, glucose 118, ionized calcium is 1.32, slightly elevated, intact parathyroid hormone 96.5, phosphorus 2.6, hemoglobin 14.1 with normal white count, normal platelets. She does have elevated kappa free light chains as well as lambda, normal ratio, and this is most likely a result of chronic kidney disease. Serum protein electrophoresis, no monoclonal protein was present. She did have a ear analysis done 8/4 of 24 that is consistent with a UTI, the presence of nitrites and bacteria. And 10/19 of 24, 24-hour urine for creatinine in the normal rate was in the normal range of 1.09. And 7/11 of 24, creatinine 1.3, GFR 46, calcium was 11.2. 5/16 of 24, creatinine 1.1, GFR 57, and calcium 10.7. February 5th, 24, creatinine 1.3 and a GFR 46, calcium 11.2. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to the congenital absence of one kidney, and therefore having a solitary kidney, and hypocalcemia, secondary to the primary hyperparathyroidism from the parathyroid adenoma. We are relieved that she'll be having surgery in 1 week. Hopefully it will be successful and the calcium levels will return to normal, although sometimes postoperatively the other parathyroid glands aren't working as well, so it may take a while for the calcium to normalize, and I'm sure the parathyroid surgeon will be monitoring that regularly. And we will continue to monitor her labs every 3 months. We will check a one-time urinalysis due to the presence of bacteria. And the last one, we'd like to see that there is no urine activity with the next lab. And she will continue to follow her low-salt diet, and we'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.